welcome back. You know, to the Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. And Sandy, as I was listening to Michael McDonald just now, and I looked over at you and I opened my eyes, and I thought it was Michael McDonald. You got the same beard and all. You don't.
Ooh. now I've got to go look at Michael
McDonald. You know who Michael McDonald is. This guy from that's just singing there in the background, man.
Oh,
he made
that's
some great,
okay.
great
yeah.
songs. But anyway.
A rock star.
Yeah, no question. Well, so he looked like.
I'll go with that.
But anyway. So how does a man as bright as Mark Lazary, who realizes that there's, and he said that he had three choices, that he could either continue to stay in the race and come in second, or, you know, he could either end this thing right now, or he could go negative in the last couple of weeks, or he could end it right now. He chose the latter, which shows character, right? I mean,
well, yeah, sensibility and character, sure. Just because he'd already put money in, it's sort of like someone who's invested a bunch of money in a business, and the business is obviously going south, not going to make it, unsavable. Should he throw more money into it, or should he pull the plug? And I think that's. You know, Mark made the decision. I'm going to pull the plug.
Yeah, and they just saw that things weren't getting better. His numbers weren't going up. He was still spending his money, and so clearly Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor, is going to be the nominee. Do you think there's any way he can defeat Ron Johnson? In your opinion?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I know. I mean, I don't think it's a. I think any senatorial race in Wisconsin is going to be a close one because of the nature of the political makeup of the state, the geopolitics of it. But yeah, I think he's got a very good opportunity, and I think he's going to get a lot of national support. I mean, the fact that
someone already has it.
Elizabeth Warren comes in and campaigns for him, so he's going to have the progressive wing, which extends far beyond the inner city community. In fact, it might be a different wing of the party than the African American portion. So yeah, I think he's got a serious opportunity.
Yeah, 35 years old. Here's a guy who could become a United States senator. I don't know. That's got to be one of the youngest United States senators in the history if he's able to pull this off, right? I mean,
right.
35 years old?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the minimum age to be a U.S. senator is pretty close to that. So
yeah. And
there aren't many who've been younger, and if they've been younger, they haven't been much younger.
No. And so, you know, you could say a guy like that could be there for 40 years. You know, once a person becomes an incumbent senator, it's almost impossible to defeat them unless they do what Ron Johnson has done, right?
Yes.
I mean, he's alienated even people on the right.
I mean, unless you put a red ball on your nose, wear shoes that are size 18.
You know, the more, and the Democrats see this as an opening, right? I mean, clearly, they see this as an opening, a seat that they probably never would have thought they could have won. And so nationally, they're going to invest whatever it takes financially in that seat.
Well, and hopefully the people of Wisconsin will also be all in terms of evaluating the circumstance and deciding on who should be their U.S. senator.
Well, here's the other part of it, and what most people may not know. Is the one thing that I do know about Lieutenant Governor Barnes, he's traveled the state over and over and over. And as Lieutenant Governor, that's what he was doing. All over the state repeatedly. People know him from all across the state. They know him to be a fair-minded guy. But can you imagine two Democratic senators in the state of Wisconsin? Has that ever happened?
Oh, yeah, for a long time, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
But it's been a long time it was.
We had Gaylord Nelson and William Proxmire, and they were side-by-side senators for 50s and 60s.
Right.
And so, yeah, we had a fair time for that.
Yeah, 50s and 60s. Help me do the math.
Okay, that's quite a while ago.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that will... So, Sandy...
Well, I think it was until Bob Caston became a U.S. Senator. I don't think we'd had a Republican up until that point for quite a while.
Wow. So if that does happen, it certainly catapults the state of Wisconsin into a much broader position and conversation nationally, wouldn't you say?
Well, I guess so. Although, you know, that's the interesting thing about the situation that's created in state houses as the result of the concentration of Democratic votes in urban areas. And that is that we'll continue to have a state house that will be strongly biased in the direction of conservative Republicanism, and we'd have a Democratic governor and two Democratic senators,
which really is an amazing thing. And yet, even with all that power, two Democratic senators, a Democratic governor, there will still be the state house will still be kind of in flux.
Well, I'm not in flux. I think the state house is pretty clearly, unless there would be some, large transition in the social...
Which can happen.
Well, it could happen. And as I have advocated, if the Democratic Party learns how to outreach to the more rural Americans who are really coincident in interest to much of what the Democratic Party is interested in accomplishing, if they learn how to message that, if they learn how to change the way they model themselves in terms of what they're pursuing, I think it's very possible that this whole rural red thing could get changed.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen in this time around.
No, it's not going to happen
this time around.
It's not going to happen in one cycle, but it definitely could happen over a period of 5 or 10 years.
All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Friday. About to say Tuesday. First, I was going to say Monday. With Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
See you.